I had an interesting Saturday, and it started, and I want to thank you personally, George, for putting this in the back of my mind, something that possibly saved my life.
Okay.
George.
So on Saturday morning, sleeping in, it's one of those glorious days where you get to sleep in. And our daughter comes and gets in bed with us, and sometimes she will fall back asleep, which is great, because then we get another hour.
Bonus.
But sometimes 5:45 or 6, and she is wide awake, and she's asking every 3 seconds, is it time to get up now?
Well, kids want to start their day so early?
I know. Well, think about it. All they do is have fun all day.
Yeah, let's get to the fun.
So that's why they're raring to go. So she gets in bed. She's really antsy, and she keeps asking, you know, can we get up now? Can we get up now? So finally we say, okay. So now she's happy that we're getting up, but I roll over and I'm on my back and I'm lying next to her. She's in the middle of us. And she says, do you want to watch the big bicycle race? And I said, sure. And so she gets on her back next to me and she starts pumping her legs up in the air like she's pedaling a bicycle. And this is the big bicycle race that I'm getting to watch.
Wow. Well, you're a bicycle fan, so
I was enjoying
it. This is great.
But as her legs are pedaling furiously, I thought about you and all the times that you told me that you got racked as a parent.
Yeah, this is a prime place for it when they jump in bed with you.
Yes.
And they do the leg fling or the arm fling.
Because kids who are that age, 4 years old, they're all elbows and heels and they're just, it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I'm in a danger zone right here. So I moved both of my hands and I covered my family jewels. The very jewels that gave her life.
That's right.
They don't care. I am protecting
them. They don't care about that.
And I'm telling you, I swear to the Lord, not 2 seconds after I covered my family jewels, her right heel came down so hard on the back of my hand that it almost broke my hand. But it definitely would have broken one of my testicles.
Man, that's great defense you played there. Imagine if it happens in the middle of the night when you're sleeping and a kid does that, because that happened to me several times, and it's just like you want to scream. And
what a rude awakening that would be.
I know.
But as that heel crashed down...
So I saved your life, basically.
As it crashed down on the back of my hand, I said, thank you, George.
Well, you're welcome. But, man, there's going to be a few times where you just can't... Your defense can't recover. You can't get there fast enough.
So that was the start to my Saturday, and that started things off in good fashion because I had a makeshift cup on. Otherwise, it would have been a miserable Saturday.
Well,
I would have had an ice pack on my nads the whole day.
You may have been on IR, but I think it was a good precursor for what you were about to go to.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because later in the day, for the first time, I attended Disney on Ice. And we went with Gen X Davey Lane's family.
Wow, okay.
We all sat together. It was Davey and Marissa and little Wells and me, my wife, and our daughter. And we sat there eating popcorn and snow cones.
Yeah, did Wells rip a bunch?
Not that I heard or smelled.
Davey recorded.
Davey had been before. He took his daughter many years ago to Disney on Ice, so he was a veteran. The rest of us were virgins.
I went a million years ago when my oldest was about your daughter's age. He was about 4 or 5 or so.
Okay.
And to me, it was very similar of getting kicked in the middle of the night. Unprovoked.
I did not have a negative experience.
Well, that's good.
Now, the first thing we did, they're all around you selling cotton candy and snow cones, and our daughter says, I want a snow cone. Okay, get her a snow cone. And it comes in some plastic Disney character cup. I do not know what it cost. I just gave the guy the credit card, but it was probably $40 for all I know.
Yeah, it was probably like getting in the express lane in rush hour. You just don't know what it costs, but you know it's a lot.
And she was very excited about this. We didn't tell her till the day before because she's left Paw Patrol and Sesame Street behind. it is all about Disney and specifically princesses right now.
Well, and I would say that this will be a better experience for you, because back when I took my kids, outside of The Lion King, Disney did not have these level up shows or movies right. that they have now that are, especially for a little girl, are just so magical.
Right. I cannot believe the spell that Disney has on little girls with the princess industry.
Man.
I mean, it's all she talks about. It's all she wants to dress up as. It's all she wants to watch. It's all she wants to be as a princess.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Frozen kicked it all off, wasn't it?
Yes.
When the Frozen really got the whole princess brand going again.
Yeah, but you
I
know.
I mean, girls have always wanted to be princesses,
no,
but that
I think
really.
It's all throughout Disney.
It's Cinderella. It's the old school. It's
Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
But Snow White was the first one, I think, of all those.
For kids these days, and like I said, when my kids were young, I think we went to go see Peter Pan on ice. So they didn't have it. Again, outside of the
Little Mermaid was really popular.
Yeah. There you go.
The show started with Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Goofy, like the oldest of the old Disney characters, skating out on ice.
What does she think of them?
She was...
Because I think Donald Duck is genius.
She was kind of excited to see them, but she was biding her time for Frozen.
Show me princess.
And any princess, right. And what's really interesting is the staple characters are barely used. Like, the show was almost 2 hours long with an intermission, and it was mostly, you know, the parts of the show that really got the kids fired up were Frozen, when Anna and Elsa came out, and Olaf, Moana, Encanto, all the new hits.
Yeah.
When Snow White skated out and Cinderella skated out, you barely even noticed them. They just came out for a little bit, and then they were gone.
They get booed?
Yeah, the kids were booing them.
I wonder if the kids in Philly boo this when it rolls through Philly.
Probably. But the characters that made Disney, Mickey and Minnie and Cinderella and Snow White, the kids just barely care about them. They want the modern stuff.
Okay, I get that.
So when Mickey and Minnie came out, our daughter did not scream, but she screamed, "Jasmine!" when she saw Jasmine and Elsa. Every time she saw a princess character that resonated, she would scream their name. And that was great to watch. But I also wondered, what is going through her mind right now? Because she sees, you know, Jasmine ice skating. Is that unstable to her that a princess, you know, maybe she can make Elsa work on ice skates because Elsa's in Frozen and everything is ice and snow. But when she sees somebody like Rapunzel ice skating, does that throw her for a loop? Like, this is kind of unstable because she doesn't ice skate in the book.
Maybe. But ice skating can be so beautiful, though, that I'm sure it just adds to the lore of a princess and how they just kind of float.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, the most spectacular moment was probably when Rapunzel came out with Flynn, and this giant gold curtain dropped from the roof of the AAC or the ceiling, and she grabbed it and he grabbed it, and it was like you're watching Cirque du Soleil. It lifted them way up above the ice, and
dang,
they were spinning around, and then Davy leans over and says, "Would they stop the show if he sliced her jugular?"
Okay, I was just about, I was wondering if Davy had any dark jokes, and we just got our answer.
Because when they were up in the air being flung around, his skate was pretty close to her head and all that.
Could you imagine four kids watching something like that scream?
And I told them, that's a good question. So they would have to do some sort of cleanup because there would immediately be blood on the ice.
Show's over, right?
He thought it would just go dark. They do the quick cleanup, and then out comes Moana or somebody.
Yeah, I'm thinking that shuts it down as they're waving paramedics onto the ice.
Is that blood?
They're putting a blue tent around Rapunzel.
Yeah, we put up the blue tent. The Fox injury music comes on. Yeah, I think that shuts it down. Ha 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 ha!
I think if Rapunzel's a Pez dispenser, you have to shut the show down.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm sure they have a plan in place for a horrific injury. I didn't see anybody get hurt or anybody fall. That's the other thing. The quality of skaters is extremely high.
Someone plays the Tony Romo. You almost have to hope it's a cramp.
Because there's blood everywhere. So I looked it up because I wondered, where did these skaters come from? Are any of them former hockey players? Well, the answer is all of the above. They are, a lot of them are figure skaters, some Olympic figure skaters.
Yeah.
And,
Any of them pretty hot?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you and Davey were checking out.
You know, I don't think Davey and I noticed. We were just watching the show. But now that you mention it, yes, some of them were pretty hot. But they're former Olympic skaters or just high-level, you know, competitive ice skaters from all different countries. So many different nations represented in that Disney on Ice company. And they had three shows on Saturday. They had a 10:30 at the AAC, a 2:30, and I think a 7:30.
What does that generate in a day? It's packed, right?
Well, it's not the full AAC packed. Like
$4, $5, $6, $7.
Yeah, thanks, EA.
I think that was Doyle.
Oh, that was Doyle? God, that sounded like EA.
$4, $5, $6, $7.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it's almost set up like a concert because there's a stage at one end of the ice rink, and then everything behind the stage is dark and curtained off. So it's only maybe two-thirds of the arena, and I would say it was two-thirds full.
Okay.
But still, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, three shows.
So imagine those skaters doing three two-hour shows a day.
Dang.
That's a lot of skating. It's a lot of work.
Think they all party at night?
There is no question. Because it's this pretty much same traveling crew, and they're going from city to city to city. So they're probably having crazy amounts of booze,
you don't
sex.
Think and Mickey and Goofy are chasing Rapunzel at night?
There's no question. The only, and I enjoyed the whole thing. It was fun watching her reactions.
The production's always really good. Yeah.
It was fun hanging out with Davey and his family, and I really kind of enjoyed watching the skating and the production and all of that. The only thing that was a kick to the crotch was two rows in front of us, there were two kids with bubble machines. So the entire presentation, I'm just getting a face full of bubbles. And halfway through, I'm thinking, are these things in any way toxic? Because I've breathed in about 10,000 bubbles from this Punk's bubble machine right in front of me.
You know, we need to revisit whip toys and whip child activities. Bubbles are a beating.
I agree.
It doesn't matter if it's at a Disney on Ice or if it's just the little jar, the little plastic thing you get, and that runs out in like 6 seconds. They're a beating.
Yeah, I agree. So our first Disney experience with her was great. She has been talking for a while now about wanting to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Lately, she's been talking about wanting to have her birthday there, and then I see that would probably cost about $50,000.
Destination birthday party. Wow.
We'll have to have full-on Disney talk here at some point because I know we're going to have to take her. I went to Disneyland in California when I was 10, I think I was.
Yeah, I was 10 when I went to World in Florida.
So I need to know how old they need to be to really experience it. We've heard from several P1s the cost on this 2-3-day trip is astronomical.
Yeah, it'll put you over the cap.
Got a brace for that.
Man, I'm such a bad dad. I did not take my kids to Disney World. Took him to a Cowboys-Panthers first-round playoff game, though.
And you took him to the Super Bowl in Houston.
Yeah, I took two of the boys to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. You know what? With sons, that more than makes up for it.
That's what I think. Yeah.
They'd rather go to a Super Bowl or Cowboys game than Disney, I would think.
And I have a promise to my youngest, if the Cowboys ever go to a Super Bowl, I'll take him.
You're safe
I'm probably safe there. They better hurry.